Angus Pollock is a personal chef in Storm Lake, Iowa. Thanks to his flexible schedule, on many afternoons he cooks lunch for his wife. Today he's making one of her favorites, polenta.
Pepper grinding. Garlic. Can't forget the garlic.
Pollock was assigned the gender of female at birth and has lived most of his life as a woman or girl, but at 41, he's transitioning to achieve a more masculine appearance with weekly testosterone injections. That means Pollock's body is changing pretty rapidly. So far, he says things are going well.
No one has blatantly said anything rude to me here at all, which, I hate to say, it kind of surprises me. I'm grateful. I'm really grateful. Not something I feel like dealing with on a daily basis, but I'm sort of surprised that people aren't being a little bit more vocal, because I see the looks, but they just don't say anything.
Pollock is one of a handful of transgender people in Northwest Iowa. Ashley Foster is a trans woman in Central Iowa who works as a site inspector at a small construction company in Grimes. She says the transgender population in her community is small.
Unless some of my friends get together purposefully, I don't interact with any other trans people throughout my job, at home, anywhere else.
When Foster first told a family member about transitioning, they suggested that she should leave Iowa. The relative assumed Foster would no longer fit in, but Foster loves her home state.
I had another friend of mine who transitioned. She lives in a small town in Iowa, too, and she just said, you know, you're going to be the gossip until there's something else to gossip about, and it doesn't take long for new gossip to show up. So just, you know, tough it out for a couple days, and then eventually you're going to be old news.
That's not to say living as an openly trans person in small-town Iowa is always a breeze. One big difficulty for many is that medical resources are scarce. Both Pollock and Foster see Dr. Joe Freund of Franklin Family Practice in Des Moines. Freund is one of only two providers in Central Iowa who specialize in transgender medicine. People travel from all over Iowa and even other states to see him.
When you're in a rural community, basically, all providers that are working right now, very, very few of us have had training or education in providing transgender care. And many people have never been asked to provide it.
Not all transgender people choose to have surgeries or take hormones, but those who do may pay hundreds of thousands of dollars out of pocket. And unlike Caitlyn Jenner, who's a multimillionaire, a large portion of trans Americans are economically marginalized. According to a 2011 survey, trans people are nearly four times as likely to make less than $10,000 a year compared to the general population. Trans people are also more likely to be victims of both discrimination and violence, even though transgender people are protected under the Iowa Civil Rights Act. Jackson Jensen is executive director of an LGBTQ resource center that serves 11 rural counties at the intersections of Iowa, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. Jensen, who is also trans, says it's critical to be visible in your community regardless of its size.
The people who are in those smaller towns with a more accepting environment, now, oftentimes that's attributed to somebody else doing some really amazing work with the community just by living and being in it.
Up in Storm Lake, Angus Pollock is one of those people who want to live transparently as transgender. He says there's work to be done, but he's not shying away from the spotlight.
I am by far happier all the way around than I have been in decades.
So being trans in a small town is a lot like being trans in a big city without the big city. In Des Moines, I'm Sarah Bowden, Iowa Public Radio News.